This Friday night, Klipsch Music Center, it's going to be really loud. Def Leppard, Tesla, and REO Speedwagon got the big show. And joining us on the phone, Def Leppard's Phil Collin. Phil, what I didn't know is you have done some producing for Tesla. Tell us about that.
Yeah, actually, also they've got a new single coming out. There's the bonus track on their live album, so I actually done that as well. I produced it, and yeah, as soon as that it turned out so well, the guys went, "You got to do the album." So that's what we've been doing. We've actually been doing it on tour, and you know, grabbing like half an hour here, half an hour there, doing guitars backstage, and then obviously with live drums and that, you have to go to a studio, which we've done about 9 so far. We're really along the way there, so it should be definitely done by the time we finish the tour.
Now, let me ask you, though, Phil. You guys, you've been playing for a number of years. You've been with the bands for quite some time now. What still gives you that energy? When you guys take the stage, what do you feed off of that just, you know, you guys hit it out of the park every time?
Well, I think, you know, if you stay and stick with it, you know, we certainly have integrity. You know, we've never split up. We've never done reunion tours. We've never done, you know, farewell album and all of this stuff. We've actually been, you know, true to our, stuck to the guns, if you like, stuck to our guns. And that really starts showing. You know, this tour, the audiences have been rabid. They've been absolutely nuts. You know, it's like a cycle. You know, if you stick it out, it just comes back. And the attendances, you know, we're selling out a lot of these shows. And a lot of these places we played on the Pyromania and Hysteria tour, and I can remember not selling them out on those tours. So you've got this whole new audience. It's not just the people from that generation. There's younger people as well, and they're going absolutely nuts. So all of that is really inspiring, and you know, it just really means you have to stick it out. That's the thing. We've always had, you know, faith in what we do. You know, the songs and the band, and especially as a live band. You know, and as time goes on, you'll see a lot of these other bands, they start disappearing, and they're not as good as they used to be, and it's a bit tired and old and that. And we're the complete opposite. You know, we're like a bunch of 20-year-olds jumping around, only we're playing these massive hits, and you know, we're still making new music. So it's exciting and inspiring. So I think that's what we get off on, and it's really nice to see the fans doing the same thing, you know, based on that kind of concept.
Our guest is Phil Collin of Def Leppard. I also found this interesting that you guys aren't exactly interested in being inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Tell us why.
Well, it's not really anything to do with the fans. I think, you know, I was very impressed when we got our first Diamond Award, which is you go 10 times platinum. And that was fans, you know, offering their support. You know, they actually went out and bought the album. That was the Hysteria album. And Pyromania done the same kind of thing. That was more reality based than someone who, you know, who votes for what, you know, something that's trendy or something that's going to, you know, further the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame kind of agenda. And I think that's got nothing to do with the fans, it's got nothing to do with the bands and that. And we don't really care. You know, it's like, you know, our egos aren't that big that we want to be kind of, you know, lauded over and, oh, aren't we special? So it doesn't bother us. We're actually in an amazing place right now. Like I said, you know, our latest album that we recorded last year came out, done really well, you know, went top 5 in most places around the world. And we're touring that. We're just really proud of that. And we just love the fact that fans and anyone who comes to see us gets blown away. You know, that's real to us. And, you know, award shows and stuff like that, you know, it's a little bit like reality TV, the Kardashians, that whole thing. It's like, you know, it's someone else's thing. We're not really that interested in all that kind of stuff.
I read an interview recently, Phil, where you had I love this quote. You said, "We're in the escapism business." Tell our listeners, what do you mean by that? Because I love that.
Well, you know, actually, when I was a kid, you know, I got into like David Bowie and whatever it was, whether it was Motown or hard rock or Deep Purple, Zeppelin, whatever it was, and it was escapism. You know, I left school at 16. I worked in a factory. It wasn't exactly glamorous, and you know, it was, for me, it was a way to escape. So, you know, finally, like years later, you know, when we got to write these, when I first joined Def Leppard, and specifically with Joe, we had a very similar record collection, and for the same reason, you know, it was us escaping. And then with Mutt Lange, you know, we'd make these albums, and Mutt would go, "Look, we've got to make Star Wars for the ears." It's like, you know, you see visually Star Wars, but let's make it music. Let's make it escapism. Let's make people forget about stuff. That's why we're never really politically inclined in our songs. You know, we want people just to escape that. There's enough going on that you find on TV or get information wherever you want. So we're about something else. We're about actually having a good time in spite of anything else is going on in your life. And we really get off on it. And like I said, me and Joe certainly did when we were kids. You know, it's really nice to return the favor and do it for someone else.
Phil Collin of Def Leppard fame, he is our guest today. And you have a lot of fans, Phil, here at WJJK, and they know you as the Ripped One. So I got to ask you, your workout routine, it has to be insane. You look like you're in the best shape of your life.
Yeah, I feel like it. I think it's mainly what you eat, you know. I mean, that's the main thing that comes up. But and just consistency, really. You know, I just do a mixture of, you know, all different workout things, whether it's weights or martial arts training, whatever. You know, I just do a bit of everything. But consistently, you know, you pretty much do it every day. And you know, you have plateaus. You can't do it all the time. You kind of got to ease back after a while. But like I said, the one thing that you really can do is eat properly and not poison yourself. It's really easy to poison yourself with junk food. And it's great having a day off or a cheat day or whatever, but, you know, it shouldn't be that every single day. And I think that's the main thing, actually, is the food thing.
Very cool indeed. Before we let you go, I know you're very passionate about Delta Deep. Please tell your fans a little bit about that.
Well, Delta Deep's, you know, we released an album last year. It's me on guitar and vocals, Debbie Blackwell Cook, who's this most amazing vocalist. She's a 63-year-old black woman. She's my wife's godmother. Since she was two, so she's the lead singer. Robert DeLeo plays in Stone Temple Pilots as the bass player, and Forrest Robinson, who played with, you know, India RE, TLC, the Crusaders, Joe Sample of Crusaders, among others. Mm-hmm. I think he played with Engelbert Humperdinck as well, which is quite funny. But yeah, when we play together, it's got a totally different. It's very raw. It's kind of a mixture of blue, soul, funk, and hard rock, and but with great songs. Like, you know, a lot of the time you hear bands and they blend stuff up and they don't have songs, but we really make a point of writing these great sing-along, amazing songs. So, it's just got an amazing sound. We just done a festival just 2 weeks ago in Chattanooga, and it blew the lid off the place. It was amazing.
Tell you what, it's been a real pleasure. I know our fans, our listeners, they cannot wait for the big show with Def Leppard this Friday night, Klipsch Music Center. Phil Collin, all the best to you. We'll look forward to tomorrow night.
Absolute pleasure. Thank you.